And you're listening to New England Public Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Kari Njeri. We're beginning to see the effect of the U.S. Supreme Court decision upholding much of President Trump's executive order restricting immigration and refugees. The U.S. has now hit the Trump-imposed annual cap of 50,000 refugees. There are exceptions carved out by the Supreme Court, but details remain in flux. And this has led to confusion and frustration locally among refugee resettlement agencies and residents who volunteered to assist them. Catherine Buckley-Brauner of Catholic Charities in Springfield tells me this uncertainty extends to a group of refugees that had been scheduled to arrive in Northampton.
In our particular pipeline, we have approximately 15 refugee individuals who have passed all of the vetting requirements, have been approved by the Department of State as being eligible to be admitted, who are now on hold.
And where are they coming from?
We have several from Somalia. We have one rather large family from Syria. We have Iraqi and Burundian.
And you also mentioned the Democratic Republic of Congo.
In fact, the person who is in Burundi is from the Democratic Republic of the Congo originally and is now in refuge in Burundi.
Given this delay, how concerned are you for the safety of these refugees who've, by definition, who are already in danger?
Well, I think it goes without saying, as you said, they are already in danger. They wouldn't be where they are if they weren't in danger. Yes, we worry about them. And we worry, I guess, too, not only for their physical well-being, but I think also for the mental and psychological well-being. Whatever the circumstance is, it has got to be so highly disappointing and depressing to know that once again, no one has room for you.
And this is after being told that there is room for you.
That's what makes it harder.
And again, we're talking about people who have already been vetted.
Correct.
Talk about that. What is the vetting process? Because a lot of people, well, certainly over the last year during the campaign, mentioned that there needs to be a proper vetting.
Yes, and I understand perhaps where some people came from with the whole idea of the proper vetting. I think one of the dangers that we have when we have these discussions is that we've lumped all different immigrant categories into one overarching category of people who have come to America. I cannot speak to all the different categories. The category I want to speak to is the refugee category. It is the one category of people that come to the United States that has had in place the most rigorous, strict vetting process. That process can take 18 to 24 months. In fact, I went and looked at the waiting time for the folks that are in our pipeline, and the shortest time in our pipeline has been 3 years.
Again, that must...
It's a long, long process to go through to, at the last minute, be told, no, not this time.
Catherine Buckley-Brauner is Executive Director of Catholic Charities in Springfield. You're listening to New England Public Radio.